Garden Club and a member of Tree the County. And Lise is going to talk to us about trees.
Yes, thank you.
Do we have lots of different trees in the county?
In fact, we do have lots of different trees in the county. And there are quite a few that grow well, although most people tend to see the red junipers. But we do have some heritage trees. Amongst them are, you know, the black cherries, the oaks, the sugar maples, the hickories, the white pines and the red pines. So those are all trees that grow very well here.
Can you plant them anywhere or in the shade or in the sun or?
You know, each of those trees have sort of different kinds of needs, whether it's shade or sun. And some of them do better with certain types of soil. So the county has a lot of soil, different types of soil. You've right. got, you know, the sandy, rocky one. And so sort of more shallower rooted trees would do better on those kinds of things. So the evergreens tend to be a little bit shallower, and so they'll do well. And then the trees that have, you know, long tap roots, like the black cherries and the oaks, will also find their way down to the what they need to for nutritional value. And so, yeah, we just have to look at each of the requirements and the needs of those trees to figure out where to plant them. But generally, most of them will do well pretty much anywhere in the county.
And they're spread out through the county, all those different types of trees?
All those different types of trees are spread out in the county. There is an oak savanna near the Massasauga Point still standing. Near Morrison Point used to be where there were, you know, many, many black cherry trees, and those are being replanted now. So different kinds of trees grow in different areas, but we have them all here. So we are encouraging people, of course, to plant native trees in the county that are native to the county. And the reason we are doing that is because, you know, those trees are adapted to our climate right. and the soil here. So you don't need to baby them as much, and they do much better. They survive without a lot of interference from us.
And where do you source some of the native trees?
Well, one of the nice things about the county is that it has a number of native tree sales. So we're looking at the Lower Trent Conservation Area. Always has a sale, and it's happening right now. So if you go to Lower Trent Conservation, you'll be able to see what their tree seedling sale is like. The 4-H Club also does a tree seedling sale every year. And another group that's just recently been formed in the last 4 years called Trees for Peck is also having a tree seedling sale right now. So if people want to check that out, you just have to go to treesforpeck@gmail.ca to sort of send an information or ask for information. And all of the tree seedlings that these groups, various groups sell, are native to the county, or definitely native to Southern Ontario.
Right. So you would go to their website to find out where the sale is?
You would.
And when it is?
Yeah.
And how big are the trees that you start planting? Is it from a seed or is it a little tree?
These are they're called tree seedlings, or as people know them, as whips. So they're usually 1 or 2 year stock. They're usually bare root, which means they're not in a pot. So when you buy them, they're just sort of like a stick with a dangling root.
Right.
And you know, we're encouraging people to plant them right away, or if not, to actually pot them up. And the roots have to be kept moist all the time. So those sales usually happen in the spring. So if you felt that it was too early to plant it, you could put it in a pot and wait till the fall to plant the trees.
When is the best time to start planting trees?
Generally, it's best in the fall because the roots have time to establish themselves. And usually the fall is not as hot or as dry. And therefore, the roots, you know, have a bit of time to kind of establish themselves before the winter comes, and they're not as stressed. If you're going to plant them in the spring, then you'll have to definitely make sure that you water them very well throughout the summer. You know, they shouldn't be stressed.
Right. Yes.
And we do a lot of planting in the spring because that's when they seem to be available. Mm-hmm. So often for the first maybe 1 or 2 year, they'll need to be pampered a little bit, sort of well watered and weeds removed from around them. But generally after the second year, they're mostly good on their own.
Very good.
Like I said, they're adapted to the climate here. So they know that it gets dry. They know that, you know, the sandy soils drain very quickly. but this is where they grow best.
So is there an environmental value of trees?
There definitely is. We all know now that trees, you know, act as carbon sinks, and so that we're, you know, much less pollution in the air. We know that they're good for mitigating floods, you know, taking care of runoffs. They provide shade so that the, you know, we're not needing as much air conditioning. They provide habitat for all kinds of birds and insects. And as we know, environmentally, we're all part of this cycle, this circle. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to have the trees to create that kind of environment.
So it's economical value too.
I was just reading this morning that, you know, they have done an economical value of trees, and it's in the billions of dollars for big cities like, you know, Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. And obviously it trickles down to the smaller places like us as well. You know, they provide shade, they help with flood. So these are all things then that the municipality doesn't have to take care of.
Right.
And it increases property values. So it's like a win-win situation.
So if you're building a new house and you don't have any trees on your property and you're going to plant these trees, when can you expect, you know, a full tree?
A full tree? Now, again, some of the hardwoods are a little bit slower growing. So, you know, if you plant a smaller tree, it might take, you know, 10, 15 years before you actually see, you know, a fairly decent tree on your property. But, you know, it might take a little while. And in front of houses, you might not want to necessarily plant a, you know, a huge hardwood tree. So they might suggest a slightly smaller tree.
Right. And you can buy bigger trees to be planted if you want to speed up the process.
You can buy bigger trees. Nurseries, Lockyer's in the county sells some native trees. And you can buy that from them. So they're usually sold anywhere between, you know, 5, 10, and 15 gallon pots, so they can be planted. The thing with trees in bigger pots, sometimes they need a little bit more care, a little longer, because they've been used to growing in pots, been pampered and taken care of for a while.
But it will speed up the process a bit if you look after it.
You'll get a bigger tree.
Yes,
for sure.
Okay. All right,
you'll get a bigger tree, but the smaller ones, you know, sort of catch up fairly quickly to the bigger ones, surprisingly enough.
Wow. So just one more thing. Can you give us a website to go to? Is there a website for County Garden Club? Or
there is a website for County Garden Club, and it is pechhorticultural.org.
And you can just go there. Is it interactive? Can you ask some questions? Or
you can.
Yeah.
You can. And on that will be the information for the, you know, Trees for Peck is comprised of the county garden tree, the county, the master gardeners, and the field naturalists. So we're all part of this little group,
right,
that has decided that we're going to do a tree seedling sale. And it's going on right now. We ordered 1,275 trees.
Oh, and where is the sale right now?
Well, we're just waiting for the confirmation of the nursery that we ordered the trees from. And I am the one coordinating the sale. So if anybody wanted more information about this particular sale, they could contact me. And I can give you my email.
Okay.
And it's lisefrankbois@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for all this information, Lise.
Well, thank you.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Lots of people in the county are planting trees.
Yes.
Every year, about 5,000 trees get planted in the county with all the various tree sales. And the county is also planning on a tree giveaway. So look on their sustainability website and you'll get some information there too.
That's great. Thank you so much. I'm Krista Hepburn. I've been speaking with Lise Bois, co-chair of County Garden Club and a member of Tree the County. You've been listening to County Grows on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.